You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, the Titusville and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Aloud Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. We can also be heard on the web at Sita Media, well, Sita Media Inc. You can get our shows, but you can hear us on the on-demand app on WWBC.
That's correct.
Right,
it's 1510wwbc.com.
Right, and we have a really action-packed show today, a subject that's near and dear to our heart, our minds, our soul, and it's all about obtaining a mortgage. And we have Brian Spencer here from Shelter Mortgage.
Good afternoon, Sita and Ellen. How you doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one and only.
It's great to be back on the show. It's been a little while. I think we said, about a year and a half, 2 years?
We showed it, you know, on his card. Is it on your card or on your website? I saw it says loan originator, right? And I'm like, is that for, on your website?
It says senior loan originator now. So that's right. it's really starting to age.
Yeah, but it is your company as well.
Yeah, my wife is the VP branch manager, Natasha Cartagena Spencer. So at Shelter Mortgage, and the office and Shelter has been here locally in the Melbourne Brevard area since 2000, so.
Yeah, I just thought it was cool the way the word is originator.
The original.
This is where it starts, yes. But so Ellen, well, thanks for being here again. I was kind of worried that Brian Spencer would end up at the wrong station.
No.
And then I thought, well, maybe we'll send him a text.
No, we're all connected.
For our listeners who are tuning in, everybody knows we moved to WWBC about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're here with Pastor Paul and... Yeah. And things are going really good. We have the opportunity to be on three FM stations, and our show is heard online all over the world as well. We have listeners all the way in Sweden and India, and gosh, we just got one from somebody in Ireland,
yeah,
who picked up our dial. And Ellen, and we're also getting still about 1,800 to 2,000 downloads a week.
Actually, and it peaks up sometimes. So it just depends on when I post them and when people are getting on there.
Well, it's a beautiful modern studio here. I mean, I'm looking at all the lights flashing and the graphs. And am I at the doctor's office or something here? I mean,
it's awesome.
And Ellen, thank you, because I don't know how you keep up with everything you do, plus helping with the show. So I really do appreciate it.
Well, and I do want to throw a few things in there just before we get started. Don't forget about the Brevard Walk of Fame, the 2019 from Eckerd Connects. That's going to be on February 23rd. And our very own Sita Biggie was nominated as one of the Children's Hero advocates.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's going to be a great evening and a great honor.
Yeah, well, we also have our friend Kimberly Newton wanted us to do a PSA for her. You remember Kimberly came on our show with her children. And so she just sent us that I guess they're tuned in. So hopefully Kimberly and her friends will be tuning in to get a mortgage.
Right, absolutely. But they're part of Echo Earth, and they had done a great little segment what they were doing as far as for the community. They're partnering to hold a youth climate exchange here in Brevard to coincide with the Youth National Climate Strike. So Mel Martin and Kimberly are beginning to plan, and they have Zach as a keynote speaker, who is her son that was actually here on the radio with us. The event's going to be March 15th, and they're going to finalize the location today. So I want to make that quick announcement, and stay tuned. We'll make sure that we post it on our website and also on our Facebook pages on that March 15th date.
Right. So we're always doing a little bit of PSAs, but for today's show, Ellen, Before we go to Brian Spencer, I just wanted to thank all our listeners for tuning in. I did get a few Facebook messages about mortgages and home ownership and climate change and global warming. And for the people who are asking about whether houses and their values go down with global warming, we're going to do another show about that. Okay. Brian is here to talk about shelter mortgage. And it's their goal to get a loan approved, get it funded as quickly as possible, make the process seamless, and it's a one-stop shop.
Yep,
right?
Absolutely. Yep, we do everything right in our office. We're really right across the street from the Brevard Zoo on Wickham Road, 7341 Wickham Road, Suite 106, and that's really where we have our my team's there. We also have our processor who's on our team. We also fund there. And we have in-house underwriting as well. So
yeah, you
can
do
always
everything.
Keep my finger on the pulse of the loan from start to finish.
Yeah. I was just going to say that's one of the big benefits of having a local. It's and describe what it's like to not have a local underwriter.
Well, I mean, for us as far as an underwriter, I mean, we have an underwriter. Our head underwriting manager is actually on our status calls every Wednesday, so we can always ask her. You know, hey, will this accept, you know, will FHA accept this? Will Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, because we are a national direct lender. So we're not brokering these out or correspondent. I mean, we are selling directly to the agencies, which is a plus too. So we're not having all these overlays. It's whatever the agencies will allow is how we're going to underwrite it.
Right.
But from a borrower standpoint or a realtor standpoint, you know, having a loan officer that can really put their finger on the pulse of that file to know what's going on or to really, you know, I'm kind of a liaison between that borrower and also, you know, the underwriter and the realtor and the, you know, listing agent and the seller and everybody in the transaction is a matter of, you know, being able to, you know, kind of sometimes we have to fight for what's right, you know, and make sure that, you know, the underwriter's, you know, reading the guidelines properly and underwriting to the right guidelines. So that's another huge key.
Yeah. It's nice to have somebody local. It really is. Instead of calling those 1-800 numbers and talking to a robot.
Well, I mean, I'm a senior loan originator, so yeah. I've been doing this 10 years. So senior. I'm not just a you know little a call center person where you're calling a call center in another state. I mean, I understand the local market. I understand the communication that you got to you know provide the communication really 7 days a week because realtors and when people are not working, you know, they want to get a hold of their originator because they're nervous through the process. It's a very emotional time, you know, purchasing a house.
It is the American dream. I think owning a home is the American dream. And, of course, with the American dream comes the to-do list. Once you have a home, what are you going to do with that home? Take care of it. Take care of your yard. Go on, like Brian was saying, on YouTube and learn how to do things, right? People want to put up a new wall. They want to paint. It's what America is all about. So let's go through the reasons why some people can't afford a home, and then we want to go through the reasons with the to-do list, what we can do to help people. Because they're saying that, I read something this morning, it says, there are reasons why people can't afford a home. And it's because of credit, bad credit. It's because they were in an environment where someone didn't teach them how to save. So what are some of the things that people, what we know for a fact, some people did not learn that's not going to help them?
I mean, one of the things is when you're talking about credit, I mean, there's a lot of people that have had some bad things happen in their life, you know, that you just can't help. But one thing is just understanding the credit. So, you know, one thing we offer is a free pre-qualification. So we'll pull your credit, you know, at no charge to you. We also have a credit boost program or a credit enhancement department. So if we need to get the scores up just a few points here or there to either offer a better interest rate or to even get you qualified for a certain loan program, we offer that at a free service. So what we'll do is we'll tell you the plan. It might be to, you know, maybe pay a trade line down to get it under 25% of the credit limit. And then we ask for proof of that that's been paid down. And then we can do what we call a rapid rescore. So we'll send that back to the credit bureaus, have them re-report, get us a different score. And then at that
point... So you work with someone. You teach them how to do this.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're not a credit restoration company, but we'll help out any way we can. I mean, our job is to get people qualified, not to turn people down.
Because
you know,
somebody...
Get them in the right.
I was talking to somebody at the gym this morning. She said, who's coming on your show? And I said, Brian Spencer from Shelter Mortgage. And she said, well, you know, I had an issue. I could not qualify for a loan. So I've been renting and I've paid over $60,000 in rent in the last 3 years. And I said, then you should be tuning in today and tell all your friends about Shelter Mortgage. And she said that, you know, the reason why I didn't qualify for a loan was because of one thing. And so I guessed everything under the sun except one thing, medical bills.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe. And so she said, you know, Sita, if I calculate how much money I have spent renting the last 10 years, well, of course, the last 3 years, she's paid $60,000. And so I said, what's happening now? And she says, well, I did meet with someone and they told me to purchase a car. And by paying the payment for the car, her credit score went up. And now hopefully next year she should be able to look into a loan. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, a car loan's a strong trade line. You just want to make sure that that's not going to throw somebody off of their what we call the debt-to-income ratio, because, you know, a minimum car payment is typically fairly high. You know, I mean, what, $300 or more for most people. So, you know, when we look at debt-to-income ratio to qualify, we're looking at income, gross income that's being made, divided into what your monthly liabilities would be that are on your credit report, like student loan payments, minimum credit card payments, auto loan payments, and then also looking at what the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance payment would be on that particular property as well. We divide that in and that's why we get the debt-to-income ratio.
And, of course, there always has to be somebody that knows everything. There was a gentleman listening to us at the gym, and he says, hey, you know.
There's a lot of drama that goes on at this gym.
Well, I have a lot of friends, and people like chatting. So after I got off the treadmill, this guy says, well, you know, I just wanted to add to that. If you have a lot of credit cards, they hold that against you as well. I didn't know that. I mean, I don't have...
Open lines of credit.
Yes, open lines of credit.
It's all called ability to repay.
Yes. So we need to tell our listeners this, because, you know, like, dad might have a credit card, mom has a credit card, and it's linked, and then people want to get a loan, and then they've had, you know, bad credit because of bills, medical bills or whatever. So how do we prepare people for that day when they sit down with the loan originator to get that loan?
Well, I mean, that's just going to be a conversation we're going to have with our clients, you know, and now's a great time because, you know, we've got a lot of people getting ready to get tax refund money back. So we're getting a lot of phone calls to get pre-qualified. They'll use the tax refund money for down payment. Could be as little as 3.5% down payment. And then also using it for funds to close as well. So, and then at that point, you know, we'll analyze what kind of cash reserves we have to say, hey, maybe you need to pay this debt off, pay this one down, type of thing, so we can get the debt to income ratio in line as well. Yeah.
And you don't do just loans for mortgages, you do refis too as well.
Yeah, we do
you?
Refis. We're seeing a real big uptick in cash out refinances.
Right.
So that'd give you opportunity to pull money out of your house since home values are really high here in Brevard County. Mm-hmm. So that you could pay off some additional debt as well. We're seeing a lot of that occurring as well. Because the rates are still low. I mean, the Fed just said at the end of last month that they're going to hold the interest rates. That was in the Wall Street Journal. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about that. We really haven't seen an uptick since then.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. You hear such negative things about home mortgages and the interest rate and the administration.
Everybody has an emotional opinion about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. You it's just amazing. Said that. It is. But Newsweek, I do read Newsweek, and I did read that article. But so tell we were talking about buying a home is an emotional thing.
Very emotional.
Yeah. So tell us about some of the good stories of people that come in and they qualified, and they're going to purchase their first home. And you have such a smooth process. That's what I like about Shelter Mortgage.
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely emotional with a multitude of different products that we have that are really changing lives. I mean, we try to remember that every single day, and I tell my team that every day that, you know, we're truly changing lives. I mean, my life is changing every day, you know, just helping people get in the house and, you know, start to even get the chills and, you know, just thinking about some of these stories, you know, and the celebration and, you know, as I'm on the air here, I've got a closing that's going to take place, you know, here at 2:00, you know, building new construction with Vieira Builders. So excited for that family to get into new construction. And, you know, in that circumstance, I mean, we were able to, you know, take a client from another lender, offer a better interest rate, lower fees, and better service, you know, to get them into a house. But a couple of the programs that are really changing lives locally is you know, self-employed borrowers, you know, a lot of them, you know, to be competitive, to be a, you know, an entrepreneur and in this marketplace, you know, they just are not, their tax returns just aren't showing all the income that's needed. So we're of course not. Yeah.
Hello.
But you know what? They want a home.
But it's
a
problem.
They've got fantastic cash flow coming through their business, and we're using that to qualify. You know, it's like what I said earlier, Sita, about ability to repay.
Yes.
You know, it's not you know, back in the day, and this was before my time, where, you know, hey, if you looked at a mortgage guy, he was going to give you money and roll out the money for you. This is really, truly, we're still looking at the ability to repay. So we're not looking at pay stubs on this program. It's called our Smart Self product, and it's a portfolio loan that Shelter Mortgage is doing, and it's no tax returns, no pay stubs.
I like this.
Yeah, but we're looking at 12 months of business bank statements, preferably, or personal. But we're looking at the cash flow of that business coming through, and we're gonna analyze that over 12 months, just the deposits coming in. And then we're going to give it an expense factor, you know, haircut. So we're going to look at, we're going to start off at 50%. But, you know, if you're a realtor, for say, that's, you know, straight commission, you know, 1099 employee, you know, they've got some cell phones, some car. They've also have, you know, maybe a little bit of marketing expense, but it's not 50%. So we're going to look at we're going to reach out to a CPA or have them reach out to their CPA to find out what that true expense factor would be. But, I mean, talking about changing lives, I mean, I had one client, he's, you know, could only get private money at like 10% interest, and he found out about this program through his local realtor that he was working with. He literally went running to his bank and was back within like 30 minutes with all 12 months of his bank statements ready to purchase a house.
Yeah, you made it so easy. Yeah, an easy, smooth process, right?
Less documentation needed.
I like that.
And the opportunity. I mean, it's solution-based creative financing that we're offering.
Right.
And there's really nobody else in town that offers these guys. I mean, I'm sure there is on some level, but nobody that offers.
They're not doing it in-house.
It's good because you take risks, which are great for the community. I mean, people.
It's very George Bailey.
Yeah, people want this kind of stuff.
It's a wonderful life.
So we were saying earlier, some of the great things that happen when you purchase a home, you become part of the community.
Yes.
You become part of your environment, your schools. Then you have a say. People get excited now not that they shouldn't be excited about voting, but when you have a home, it gives you that feeling that you're part of something greater, right? So I don't understand the people that were not raised in an environment to where home ownership is a big deal. It is a big deal, I think. I mean, that's the way I was raised. I mean, our children has homes. All of us in our family do. But my question is, why is it that we don't have more people in our high schools and in our communities speaking about this gift of home ownership?
Well, I think one thing, it's a scary topic. Anytime you're talking about finances, you know, typically scares people as well, you know, and they're just not prepping themselves and know that there's really free guidance out there. I mean, you've got a lot of realtors that we work with and title companies, they're all offering, and we participate as well in these first-time home buyer, you know, seminars that are taking place. You know, so that's free education. You know, we'll pull your credit and take a mortgage application, which is a free service for us to do that. And we're all here to open to help coach.
Yeah.
You know, to get you into home ownership. You know, I mean, you know.
Let's talk a little bit about the first time home buyer program, because I know that was a very popular one. My sister used Shelter Mortgage, and she was so pleased. You guys were awesome, professional, efficient. Everything was on time. It was great. But that was something that worked really well for her. So tell our listeners a little bit about how that program works.
Yeah, Shelter Mortgage participates in the Florida State Bond Program. We firmly believe that we're helping first-time home buyers for less than other companies out there. And we're also participating in another program as well, able to pull some money from another county, Hillsborough County, which is Tampa. They're allowing some of that money to be used here in Brevard as well. And right now, there's just a multitude of first-time homebuyer programs available with like $7,500 for down payment assistance. And that can be used in conjunction with an FHA loan or a conventional loan. So FHA is 3.5% down payment. The conventional product is a 3% down payment product. And what that money has to be paid back, you know, when you would refinance or sell the house.
You have like a certain amount of years? That you could keep that.
No, this program is always, you know, evolving and changing, and right now everything has to be, you know, the $7,500 has to be paid back.
Okay.
There are some grant programs as well, like 3% grant, a 4% grant, that's actually forgiven right at the closing table. So it starts to get complicated with all the different programs we have available. So would reach out to me and my team. You know, you could call me anytime, call or text. My cell phone number is 321-537-1137. I also want to mention my website to make that application. It's real easy as well. It's my last name. It's Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, the number 4, and then loans, loans.com. And you can make an application right there. It takes you right to my picture on the
website. Your website is very user friendly.
Yeah, we just revamped that, and I mean, we're really moving really fast with our technology and our consumer portal, so that you can always know the status of your loan and upload your documents, you know, right off your cell phone now. So
it's great. So how does a person know what's the right mortgage for them? Because of course we've got the 15-year mortgage, we've got the 30-year mortgage. How does a person know which one is the right one for them?
Well, I mean, one of the things to look at would be, you know, determining how long are you going to be in the home, you know, would be one thing. I mean, you know, being in the house, if it's going to be short term, you know, you might not want that 15-year. You might want 30. You may want an ARM product, you know, a 5171 ARM, so that you're paying down more of the principal balance as well.
Yeah. But that's the whole point of the consultation is right. It's not that mortgages aren't one size fits all anymore.
They're not.
And there's so many opportunities that you have with Shelter Mortgage that you can really dive in and make the best decision for you.
Right.
But you have to go see you. You have to use your
phone
number.
Right, and you've got to look at, you know, you've got to look at your budget, your lifestyle. I mean, there's so many things to look into, and they help.
Right,
they
look at all that,
what your
right.
goals are.
We're always asking, you know, what is your sweet spot for a monthly payment? That's always the key. You know, it's not always about interest rate and everything else. Everybody wants to know about the monthly payment. You know, does that fit your lifestyle? You know, we don't
right.
want to cramp your style as far as, you know, not letting you have fun. That's the most sleepless nights you could have, is being in a house and not have enough cash reserves to sleep better, you know, in your house. I mean, we want you to enjoy the home, you know, sleep better in the house with more cash reserves.
Well, and I used to, as you know, I work a lot with realtors, so I always used to use the rule of thumb that whatever the cost of the house was, 10% was usually the payment. It just worked out that way. On a 30-year fixed mortgage, it always seemed like 10% was about it. So if you bought a house for $130,000, your mortgage was going to be about $1,300, and that included taxes.
Yeah, now
and
yet,
it's rough, you know, yeah. rough estimate. It was just a real easy way to think about it, because then if I had, you know, heart palpitations over $1,300 a month, then I knew that I had to go maybe with a little lesser of a house.
Yeah, I always tell everybody, I mean, I love rolling out the money. You know, being the money man, I love rolling out the money. I mean,
right.
that's what we want to do, but, you know, we don't want to roll out too much money, because you know, we want to make sure that monthly payment fits your lifestyle.
It's such a beautiful day, too, when you get a letter or a phone call that says your mortgage has been approved. I work with so many people from all different countries, all different mm-hmm. backgrounds. You know, people making $10 to $15 an hour to making over $27 an hour. And I see the joy on my coworkers' faces, or when they tell you, my son or my daughter has been it's emotional,
well,
but
see,
it's so beautiful.
It's the clear to close everybody wants to hear.
That's
though
right.
yes.
there's a mortgage
yes.
approval when it goes to the underwriter for the first time, and they say, all right, well, you're conditionally approved. And then there's always some items that we all need to kind of gather from the borrower, from the title company, maybe an appraisal coming in, but it's that clear to close.
You actually hear trumpets.
Yes.
Thrum, thrum, thrum.
You do, because, you know, I had a nursing assistant from Jamaica. I think she just bought this cute little house in Palm Bay. I think she had paid like maybe $69,000 for it. But, you know, the joy on her face when she says, nurse, I've been approved. And I thought about that. And, you know, I think buying a house sometime is cultural. A lot of people, like I know in my culture, we put stock on home ownership. I mean, people didn't care how much land you had, but they'd put up brick by brick and they'd build something. It's just a way. Do you find that it's cultural as well when people come to sit down with you to talk about a mortgage?
Well,
as the senior loan originator.
She's saying that slow.
I think the way people approach us for a mortgage is somewhat cultural. You know, I mean... you know, some of our borrowers that are retiring here to Florida, they may want to come sit face to face with us, you know, and sit in our office. Our millennial buyers, the exact opposite. They don't ever want to talk to me. Yeah. They just want to text me and use our consumer
and upload,
portal.
And just upload
and,
everything.
And upload, yeah.
Yes, I know. So. It's different, isn't it? In the old days, it was such, people dressed up to go see a mortgage man, the money man.
Right, yeah, nowadays, they went into a bank. Yeah.
Yes, yes, I remember those days.
And now they go in and cut offs because they don't want you to think that you have any money.
So, I mean,
going looking poor.
So for our friends who are tuning in, we're speaking with Brian Spencer, who is the senior loan originator at Shelter Mortgage. And he's here to talk about loans and mortgages and how to qualify and to sit down with them. They have such a smooth process. And so we would just want you all to spread our message. Give the number to your friends, the website. It's a very easy website. I just Googled his name and the website came right up right here in Brevard County, Florida. It's a local one-stop shopping. And I do know a lot of people that's gotten their loans with Shelter Mortgage and they were quite happy. The flow of information and the communication was so great.
Yeah,
you don't have to wait. The communication with them is so good. I mean, right away.
Yeah, we've put together a top-level communication, you know, with speedy service. I mean, we have 10 loan stage updates that go out throughout the process. And not only goes out to the borrower, but goes out to the title company, goes out to the listing agent, the buyer's agent. So everybody knows where we're at in the process.
Right.
You know, so, you know, because it can be, like we talked about it, very emotional and nerve-wracking, you know, to whether you're approved. And you might have already sold a house, and now you feel like you're going to be homeless. You've got a moving truck that's scheduled for a certain day. You may have a painter that's going to paint before you move in. I mean, there's just so much going on, and everybody's doing this while they're still living their life, working,
right.
and dealing with family and kids. And so.
Well, when we come back, Ellen, I want to talk a little bit. I had a question this morning about all the different types of loans, because we've got the VA loans, we've got the Fannie Mae, we've got
all. Brian's got his stuff spread out.
Yeah, we've got a lot of loans, and people want to know about these loans and how to qualify for them as well. So when we come back from this first segment, we want to talk a little bit about that.
Yep, so stay tuned. We're going to listen to our sponsors.
Portions of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. Portions of Sita and Friends is brought to you by Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture Store inside the Merritt Square Mall at the Sears Wing. Save big on furniture working with a flexible family-owned store with all the brands you love, from Ashley, Serta, Coaster, and so and more. Brand new, warranties as well, and delivery and haul-away available at a fraction of the cost of most stores and delivered in 7 to 10 days. Free, no-credit checking and financing, and free interior design. The owner, Scott Palmer, has been in the mattress and furniture business for over 30 years, and Cloud9 has been serving Central Florida for 7 years now. Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture Store, available at 321-459-2473. Again, call them 321-459-2473 or visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 8 locations serving Brevard County. So if you have an emergency, need a physical, or when your doctor is unavailable, with 8 locations, MedFast offers top quality care that is close by and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MedFast, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. MedFast Urgent Care opens 7 days a week with the convenience of 8 locations serving Brevard County. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MedFast. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral, and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at DixieCrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and we're so delighted to have in studio with Ellen Little and myself, we've got Brian Spencer with Shelter Mortgage. And we're talking about all the things that leads up to getting a mortgage, obtaining a mortgage, good credit score, sitting down with Brian and his team and listening to the smooth process that they have in place for people who would like to purchase a home. And that wonderful three words that you hear, you got the mortgage, right?
Yep. Clear to close.
Clear to close. Clear to close.
Clear to close. When you get the big thumbs up email where it says, you are clear to close.
And clear to close.
Everybody loves hearing that one.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so one of the questions we had was, tell us about all the different types of loans that Shelter Mortgage offers, if you can. Because you've got quite a lot.
The most popular ones. You're
going
to have to shoot some questions at me on this one, because, I mean, one thing that we're really proud and honored to provide here at Shelter Mortgages. I mean, we do everything from first-time home buyer programs all the way up to construction perm loans, you know, like VA construction loans to build a house with your local builder. And then we also offer a whole Smart Series loan programs now that are non-qualified mortgage, that are the loans that are not sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that we're portfolioing in-house. So
the FHA, what is an FHA loan?
That's one that everyone wants to know. Is a loan that's backed by the Federal Housing Administration, and that's one that requires 3.5% down payment. It will also allow for, you know, some higher debt-to-income ratios that we've been talking about on the show, some lower credit scores. We've been able to get some, you know, we can get people qualified down to like 500. FHA will allow FICO score. We just had a great success story. You know, if you're 580 or less on your FICO score, then it's going to require 10% down. But in some cases, we've had some great success stories this past year, putting borrowers into home ownership with like a 571 score. So just because you think you have a low score, if you've got assets or can get a gift, we might be able to get you into a house.
Right, and you said before in the first half of the show, that if they had something that they could pay down and maybe wait 30 days and it could change an interest rate or something like that, you're certainly willing to give that advice and get them that information.
Exactly. We have the credit enhancement program, so we're always trying to help boost credit scores. You know, we're not a credit restoration company, but we're always trying to help boost that credit score to get a better interest rate, to get you qualified for a certain loan program. And then if it's something we can't handle, then, you know, we always advise to go to a credit restoration, you know, expert that can really coach them to get them where they need to go.
Such a community approach to this, you know?
Yeah.
It really is, and we all do. So what is a loan estimate? When people say, tell me what the loan estimate is, what do they mean by that?
Well, we see that a lot, you know, especially when somebody's out, you know, with a realtor shopping for a house. I mean, we may say, hey, you're qualified for a $200,000 house, but each property, you know, has a different mortgage payment associated with it, because there's what we call escrows. So there's, you know, you're escrowing your property taxes and your homeowner's insurance. So every property has different taxes and homeowner's insurance, depending on the property, the age of it, you know, whether it's beachside or inland. Also on the property taxes, depends on whether the property has been homesteaded. You're getting your $50,000 homestead credit, or, you know, if it's not homesteaded, those can really vary in the taxes. One area we're really seeing is, seems like everybody wants to be beachside, Ellen. Mm. You know, so, you know, they're
I can't blame them.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, they get a little shock when they see the taxes and insurance obviously being beachside. So that can really change your payment as well.
And do you offer VA loans as well?
Absolutely, we love helping the veterans. VA loans are a huge product line of ours here locally with Patrick Air Force Base, with Harris and Northrop Grumman and Space Center. Seems like a lot of their employees have all, you know, served in the military, and you know, they're fantastic performing loans. And the other nice thing about a VA loan is, you know, it seems like they get their documentation back to us, you know, much quicker, seamless, sooner. So
right, and of course,
makes it smoother for us.
And that's a factor, right, of how quickly you get your information to the loan originator, whoever you happen to be working with in this
there
case.
You just said it, the Absolutely. Loan originator.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's the senior loan originator. Exactly.
Give him
just for everybody. Here,
you know,
but,
that's a fun
No,
thing.
But what's the typical time frame? So let's say I'm looking for a house and I want to buy something in the next 5 months. When should I start shopping for a mortgage, and how quickly can things get?
Well, typically what we do is we have somebody make application with us on our website at that spencer4loans.com. And at that point, they're pretty serious. I mean, they're gonna purchase within the next 60 days. We like to get them a good local pre-approval letter. You know, we talked about, you know, dealing with local versus, you know, out of town, out of state. Well, you know, local listing agents and sellers, they want to see a local pre-approval letter. I think it holds a lot of weight to know that we know the local market, and that our pre-approval letter is something that we've actually, you know, gotten the supporting documentation. We've, you know, run it through our desktop underwriting system, and we're not just writing out a pre-approval letter and it's as good as the paper that's written on. There's been a lot of thought, a lot of questions. You know, myself and my team, we ask the right questions about, you know, income and you know, do you work 40 hours a week? You know, what's your hourly rate? What's your salary? We have a data verification process in our originating software that we can actually order that verification of employment right there and have it back, you know, probably by the time that they would have.
Is that what you call in-house loans? That you can approve an in-house loan? Is that what it's called?
Well, I mean, all of our loans are in-house. We're not brokering them out. I mean,
okay.
they're all in-house.
That's one of the benefits.
We're going to service them as well.
That's one of the benefits of going with Shelter Mortgage. You don't have to go to somebody else.
Yeah, but what we're doing is we're doing our due diligence to find out, you know, do you qualify? You know, because, you know, a lot of people, believe it or not, don't know how much the money they make or what they're guaranteed, or, you know, we have to match that up with the guidelines, which are the rules of the game, you know.
Well, typically it's 45 days now, right? Isn't it like within 45 days you can get a loan? And I know that it's been quicker.
We're doing them in 30 or less, you know. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of lenders out there saying, hey, we can do them in 10 or less, but, you know, really, how fast do people really want to move?
You know what? Right. The digital age, too, you're right about people not even knowing how much they earn. I mean, not all of us get our paychecks printed anymore.
Well, everything's
and so when they come to you, I could see where somebody would say, well, I really don't know how much I take
and
home.
And it varies with overtime, how much overtime that you make. And you think that, well, if I'm making all this overtime, I can use that. Well, that's great, but a lot of times you can't use it. And then you have all this overtime, and then you want to qualify for a first-time homebuyer program. And now you're over the income limit for the first-time homebuyer program. So
that's something that people ought to know, because that's not everyone knows that. Because I know a friend of mine went to get a loan, and she had no idea that her homeowners association from a property that they own, they take into consideration all of that.
The HOA for sure. Even though you're not going to make that to us as the servicer of the loan, but you're going to make it to the homeowners association. And that has to be factored into your debt-to-income ratio as well.
Yeah, and then on the other side, too, people get some benefits taken out of their checks, and they think that their net income, you know, what they're
like
bringing
home. Like
child
support or alimony, and they don't disclose that to us?
Like one of those. Yeah. Or on the good side, like that they're putting into their 401k, and they don't realize that that money can also be used as collateral.
Well,
we can use
the gross income. So before they take out those deductions, we can use that as the income.
Right.
So a lot of people are still thinking net, because that's the money they're actually you know, have to spend, but we can actually use the gross.
Right, exactly. So, and that's, again, once again, if you're out there listening and you're thinking about refinancing or if you're thinking about getting a loan, you might not know everything that you should.
Well, you know what?
You shouldn't have to, because Brian Spencer, the money man.
I know Sita said some nice things about us, but we're really nice people. And we're very friendly.
I like that you guys explore options with people. I mean, you sit down with people and you explore, you know, their budget, their lifestyle. What is it you really want? And you show them the right way, which is what everybody needs. Not everybody have someone in their inner circle, like our children did, I'm not going to lie, that sat down with them and taught them how to save, how to make a cup of coffee instead of buying it from Starbucks. No pun intended against Starbucks, but I'm just saying how to make that money so that you have the initial 10 or 20% to pay down on a home. So you might not need that.
I mean, now it's becoming much less, and now you know you can get your realtor to negotiate, seller pay closing cost, as well. So,
and you guys are good listeners too. You do. You listen when people come in. You let the people, you know, talk and hear what they have to say and give them your input, which is nice. We're really
busy, but we also, you know, we have plenty of time on our schedules to sit down and meet with you or schedule a phone conversation.
I've seen Brian everywhere, like at open houses, at the HBCA,
Homebuilders Association,
Candlelighters Association. I mean, the company, tell us a little bit about all the great things. First of all, congratulations on Business of the Year.
The Melbourne Chamber. Regional Chamber just awarded Shelter Mortgage the Business of the Year. Yeah. So we're honored to accept that as well. It just shows, you know, we want to change the community. You know, we feel like we're kind of the first step when somebody moves into the community to kind of share and talk about what a great place it is to live here in Melbourne and Brevard County. And then we really believe in giving back. And that's our VP branch manager, Natasha Cardana Spencer, who is also my lovely wife.
I was just going to say, and common
she,
last name.
She has a deep, she has a deep passion. And now corporately, you know, we've got our pillars of what our focus is, and our fourth pillar is actually giving back to the community. So we're already way ahead of that, you know, in our community here. But, I mean, she's very passionate about being on a lot of different boards. You know, we're on the board of the Melbourne Regional Chamber, the Brevard Zoo, Junior Achievement. I mean, we could just go on and on. But, you know, somebody comes to us, wants a sponsorship for something, it's tough for us
to say no.
And it's not just giving money, because it's really easy to give money, but it's giving time. Yeah. And there's a lot of time that goes into helping plan, you know, different charity events, community events, and then also attending those as well to give that support and to raise money. I mean, Natasha's unbelievable at, you know, raising money in the community for different organizations.
Yes.
And there's so many just fantastic organizations here in Brevard.
We're blessed in Brevard, and everybody gives, right? But just to go back to the mortgages, I had a Facebook question. Somebody wanted to know, what is the difference between a mortgage lender versus a mortgage broker?
A mortgage lender, like, you know, for Shelter Mortgage, I mean, we're direct. I mean, we're selling that loan right to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, you know, FHA, VA, and those are the insurers of the loan. We're also, on most of our products, we're actually doing the servicing. So one of the things that a lot of people don't like is their loans get sold and they go from one servicer, and then they get a letter, and then they got to make their payment to somebody else. We have our own servicing company, so most of our loans, we're servicing those as well. A broker is somebody who's actually not going to be underwriting the file. They may process the file, and then they have to have another underwriter actually underwrite the file for that particular company, where we have everything that's going to be our underwriter there to underwrite that. And then they're automatically going to turn around and sell that loan to that broker.
And one of the main questions, and I know this was one that someone asked last time, is there a penalty for prepayment?
Most of all of our loans, we don't have a prepayment penalty for our loans. So that's another great thing. If something happens and you've sold another property, you want to pay it off. Another great thing we have too, and if you let us know this up front, we can offer what we call a recast of the loan. So a lot of times somebody's taking out a conventional loan and then they have a house that they already have for sale. It could be a local home, it could be one out of state, and now they know they're going to get a large sum of money. And now for a small fee of like $300, they can say put $100,000 down on the loan, and then we'll recast the payments so they get a lower payment, reamortize the loan. over that 30-year or 15-year term that they want to do.
So and that's not common. That's not a common practice to do that. That's awesome.
Right. Well, that's the advantage of us, you know, yeah, servicing our loans. Yeah. So, and providing a...
And what about the interest rates? How does one know which interest rate that they're going to qualify for?
Well, interest rates are going to be on a case by case. You know, there's I always like to say it's almost kind of like a risk factor. You know, I mean, it's all based on your credit score. You know, obviously the higher the credit score, if you're 740 or above, you're going to get the best interest rate. So interest rates are going to be based on that, based on, you know, what state you're purchasing in, what your loan amount is, your loan to value, how much money you're putting down. Is that property a primary residence? Is it a second home? Is it an investment purchase? Also affects the interest rate as well.
Right. So did this, I mean, obviously with the homestead exemption going up to 50,000,
yeah,
that must have changed the landscape just a little bit.
Yeah, what
well.
Happens, so if you purchase a house and you file for homestead before March 1st, which, you know, if you haven't filed for homestead,
15 days.
Yeah, don't remember March 1st. You want to get that done because that's going to give you a $50,000 credit off of the value of your house for tax purposes. And so November 30th in Brevard County is when the new tax bills come out. So it would readjust there for November 30th.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, one of the great things about Viewpoint with Sita and Friends here with Ellen Little and Brian Spencer is we do give out valuable information, and I think this is a good time for Brian to give out the website and his phone number for
well,
any
it's
of
not
our
overload
listeners.
Of information. No, yeah, this is a lot of information today.
Yeah, but you know what? The good thing is your website is so user-friendly that if somebody heard something or they missed something, they can go there and get all the
and
information.
And you know what else yeah. is really user-friendly? He's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
He answers the phone every
yeah,
time
yeah,
you
I mean,
call
I've,
him.
I've got the, you know, that, you know, the Apple headset and everything,
yeah.
So I'm always available, you know, call or text. I mean, I'm giving out my personal cell phone number, so this is not a... You're not just going to hit an office, you know, receptionist. I mean, you're going direct to the source. And
well, that's why your company is so successful, because you give people that personal touch, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So the website is just sheltermortgage.com, is that it?
Well, no, you want to go to my website. It takes you right to my page on the Shelter Mortgage website, which is my last name. It's Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, the number 4, loans, L-O-A-N-S.com. And my cell phone number is 321-537-1137. So call or text me anytime. And I would say just give me a call and let's talk about it. Let's get the answer right away. And if you know, if I need to or need to check the guidelines or check directly with an underwriter, I can do that for you right away and get right back to you.
And you also have a great, even if they're not working with a realtor right now, you have a great reference or
oh, yeah, we work with
program.
All kinds of fantastic realtors out in the area. They love working with us because, you know, we're getting them closed on time and communication's key and we're using local appraisers, you know, to value your house to stay compliant. So that's another
yeah,
big
that's
key
a
as
big
well.
Deal too.
Yeah,
it is. And for
if you've
young
ever had
people,
your house appraised by somebody and they're like, oh, I'm from South Georgia. Yeah. You know, you're like, what do you know about
we,
Brevard County?
Right. We have a really good local guy too. Of course, I won't say his name on air, but he's efficient, shows up within 48 hours. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
for
so if you want to buy or if you need to list your house or you're looking to buy, I mean, definitely we can definitely put you in touch with some really good professional real estate agents.
Right. And we want to let the young people know that Shelter Mortgage offers you a situation where your application could be uploaded from your smartphone, your computer. You could start your application right at your desk today.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
go ahead and send stuff in.
That's our consumer portal. I mean,
yes.
So, yeah, it can all be done on your tablet or your smartphone. And throughout the process, you're going to be getting, you'll be able to see all the conditions that the underwriter's asking for and what stage your loan's in right on your phone, right through your consumer portal. It's also key with, you know, making sure we're as secure as possible with your supporting documentation that's needed. We're going to send out a homework assignment of a list of items that we're going to need, but we don't ask for too much because if we don't need it, we try to not provide it.
So yeah, you'll walk them through their loan choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you'll walk them through it and then they'll decide. But here's a question. What are the discount points and origination fees?
Okay, well, that's a great question. Discount points would be if you're looking to buy down the rate. So you know, if the rate was higher today, we could offer some different scenarios to say buy down points, which would be maybe a small cost to maybe lower the interest rate, maybe an eighth, possibly even a quarter. It's just be a fee that you would pay at closing. Might be a smart advantage to do that based on, you know, you're going to be keeping the house for, you know, 10, 15 years or maybe the full 30 years. So, you know, over time that would, and we can show you the different options to, is it worth paying that fee to do that, you know, up front as well.
You know, one of the things I found, like what even with us, with owning a home, it's not just purchasing the home and living in the house with your children, but people create memories.
Oh, absolutely.
And I found it was very difficult when we had to sell a home because for me, it was emotional. Every room had a memory. All the parties we had there, our children growing up, their friends, where they put their bikes. And, you know, I often tell people, you know, we spend so much time going to work, making our money, and having our families, raising our children. But I think sometimes we do need to take time to just let the children live and don't worry so much about their messy beds and things. Because I found when we sold our house in Torres Island, I cried for the messy beds. And my friend said, "You're crazy." I said, "No, I would love."
Sita, can you talk to my wife? Because she won't accept the messy bed. I had to make my bed this morning.
Well, I love a made up bed. Don't get me wrong. I think it's for organization, for your life. It's great to make your bed every day. But I found when we were selling our home, all the things that I quarreled with the children over, making your bed, picking up your clothes, putting stuff in the dishwasher, not bringing friends over without permission, which is, we were so strict about things, I missed it. I missed the hustle and bustle of that home and the garage door opening all the time, watching the children. And I just want to say sometimes us parents, we put emphasis on homework and schoolwork and friends and extracurricular, but take time to let the children be kids too. Because you're going to be like me one day where you are going to miss that messy bedroom. So we have another Facebook question. And do you offer, I don't even know some of these questions. Do you offer loan rate locks? What is that?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's another great question. Yeah. You know, whenever we lock in an interest rate, we're hedging that rate for a certain period of time. So it could be, you know, a 15-day interest rate lock. That means when we lock it in, we have to close that loan within 15 days. It could be we're building a house and we're doing a construction loan and we're locking in that rate for 365 days up front. So
interesting. That's really the interest rate. That's interesting. And how does one know how much money to bring to the closing? Would you let them know all of that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's where that closing cost worksheet comes in handy, because everybody wants to know that. They want to know really what their payment would be, and then how much money do they need for funds to close, and then we got to provide the realtors, you know, this information too, because if they need to negotiate writing a contract to know how much seller concession they're going to need the seller to pay, they're going to want to know what the closing costs are going to be. Yeah. You know, just like I had a great success story this weekend. I mean, I was working closely with a realtor and texting and talking to her and providing different closing cost worksheets that, you know, she was able to go out there and write a $600,000 you know, sales contract. So talking about changing lives for a lot of people,
say.
The realtor, me, and this is a new relocation from Texas here to Brevard County. So
yeah, and here's another one: do you guarantee on time closings?
Oh, we close on time, absolutely. But you know what? We also only move at the pace that the borrower will allow us. Our clients will allow us. So, you know, as long as they're providing their supporting documentation that we're asking, which is their homework assignment, you know. If not, Melissa, my loan partner, she'll get that red pen out and, you know, joke around with them and say, "Hey, you know what? We're going to mark that up." You know, so we can only move at the pace that they'll provide. But yes, most of our closings are all.
I wonder if he has clients like us where we just sign.
Well, you're like the dream client.
Yeah, there's so many moving parts. So from making sure the home inspection goes well, and you know, there's not repairs that need to be done, and then if there's repairs that need to be done, there's final inspections that are needed, and
I hate
have a survey.
That word repair drives me. Yeah. You know, like people want to, when you've lived in a home for so long and then you're getting ready to sell it, you spend all this time, energy, and resources, money, into the home to fix it up, to sell it for someone else to enjoy it. I always say, why don't we spend that money while we're living in the house and enjoy it?
Fix it for you.
Yeah, it's like, why don't we? I mean, why human beings are so different in how we think, right? We fix it up to sell it for someone else to enjoy it. And I've always found that that's not very cool.
So we have like 4 minutes left. Is there any program that you got sitting in front of you that you think the listeners have to know about?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. We have another portfolio product that we're doing. It's called our SmartVest product, and it's for investors, you know, seasoned investors, meaning that they've had an investment purchase in the past. Not somebody that wants to get into the whole investment.
Like flippers?
Yeah. But, I mean, it would be good for them as well. But not somebody like, you know, that doesn't already own a property for an investment and they just want to get into the market. But this product is fantastic because it's, you know, 20% down, requires a 640 credit score or higher, and we're not looking at any income, no tax returns, no bank statements. We're just literally looking at what that property would rent for. And in this market here, we have, you know, the rental market is very high. That's why we're, you know, doing a lot of primary loans, you know. So it only has to be $1 over that mortgage payment. So that's fantastic.
It is.
Yeah.
So, Brian, really quick, because we only have a few minutes left, what do you think about homeowners who are told to have a home maintenance fund on the side? Because it's not guaranteed when you buy a home that you're going to have extra money on the side to help take care of repairs and things. Is that something that people normally do?
Well,
like have a little chunk of savings put away aside from what they're using to buy the home.
I would say probably normally most people don't do that, but you know, I think it's a great idea.
I think so too.
To have that.
Yeah, because you're not guaranteed a little emergency fund, you know, when you buy a home.
Hopefully, emergency fund to make your mortgage payment if you needed it. You know, that's right. Cash reserves.
That's right.
Yes,
I'll deal with that piece of crack tile.
I want to get you in the house, but I also want to keep you in the
house.
Or
you could go to your mommy and daddy or your auntie Ellen.
Right, exactly.
So we know the good thing is that your mortgage experience is as good as your loan originator. I think. The initial contact that you make with someone. So with the few minutes we have left, give us like a timeline. Someone walks in, they sit down with you or somebody from your wonderful team, and what happens then?
Oh, absolutely. So you're going to you're going to call us. We're going to have you go to the website, thespencerforloans.com. Then after you make application, you're actually going to get a personal phone call from me to discuss all the variables of, you know, what kind of loan program you're looking at, your payment, those type of things, make sure you qualify. And then after that, we're going to issue the pre-approval letter, give it to your local realtor as well, and then they're going to show you a house. You're going to go out and make an offer on the home with our pre-approval letter. Then they're going to ask for earnest money. You're going to take that to the title company, and then we're off and running.
See, that's the timeline.
Yeah.
That's the
time. We'll have you in your house within 30 days.
So don't go and pick the house first. Please see Brian at Shelter Mortgage first, then pick out the house.
And when you get a loan started, do not buy anything else.
I know.
Yeah, not without talking to
that's
me.
Right.
It's a disciplined process. Yep. Try thinking about it ahead of time so that when the time comes, you could sit down with somebody from the fantastic Shelter Mortgage and get your home.
Another great hour of education. Again,
this
fun.
This was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. This was a lot of fun.
We make it fun.
Thank you so much, Brian Spencer from Shelter Mortgage here. Don't forget, spencerforloans.com.
321-537-1137.
And we'll see you next week right here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.